And so I just want to welcome everybody to the call. Thanks so much for being here today. We have opened this call up to guests. If you're in the cleaning industry, but you're not a Cleaning for Reason partner yet, we've opened this call up to anybody. So anybody can learn more about Cleaning for Reason and can leave today with some amazing strategies for marketing your business and leveraging the power of cause marketing. So that's what we want to help you with today. We also have Jeff Fisher on the call with us today. He's representing ARCSI and ISSA, and Ernie Hartung, who was not able to make it. And at the end, I am going to be sharing with those of you who have never joined ARCSI before, ever, or you have not been a member for the last 2 years, we have a really special partnership since ISSA merged, ISSA Foundation merged with Cleaning for Reason. We have a very special partnership that Ernie generously has offered to anyone on this call today that, number one, joins Cleaning for Reason or is already a part of Cleaning for Reason, but you are not a part of ARCSI and you've never been a part or you haven't been an ARCSI member for the last 2 years, we have a really special offer for you because we want to incentivize you to be a part of Cleaning for Reason and build your business through ARCSI and ISSA. So I won't forget to mention that at the end. And Jeff, you can help me with the details, but I've written them all down. So I'm going to jump right into the whole point of today. Once a month, we try to put together a teleseminar. We actually had one booked last month and we had to cancel it. But we try to do a seminar once a month to help our Cleaning for Reason partners get more patients, get more exposure, create more positive brand awareness for your company, and just literally help you build your business and help you get more cancer patients that you can serve. And so once a month, we try to give you some additional strategies, tips, and help to help facilitate that because we know if your business is stronger, if you grow as a result of being a part of Cleaning for Reason, we know you're never going to drop out and you're always going to be willing to serve more women. And as your business grows, you're actually going to be going in and changing the settings in the dashboard to say, I can accept more patients. So it's in our best interest to help you. It is in your best interest to help yourself. Together, we serve more people. You make more money. You have a happier business. And everybody wins. So that's the whole point of these teleseminars is to help uplift your business. So today we're going to talk about cause marketing and PR. And the reason why this is such an important topic, and we can never cover this enough because there's always something new to learn about how to leverage the power of cause marketing and leverage the impact of aligning your brand with giving in your community. You can never know too much. There's always room to grow. But I was talking to a Cleaning for Reason partner who had not been a part of this program for very long. It's probably been 6 months ago, maybe 5 months ago. And she said, well, I'm getting discouraged. I'm thinking about dropping out because I haven't had a patient yet to clean. And luckily I was there physically in person where I could sit down and say, okay, let's talk about this. And I took a few moments to explain to her, which I wish we all could just sit down with each one of you and explain how this thing works in your favor. And by the time I explained to her how Cleaning for Reason works best for her company in her local community, she was saying, oh my, I didn't think of that. Oh, okay, that makes more sense. So here's what I explained to her. Cleaning for Reason can only gain so much exposure for you. I mean, we're a national organization, actually international because we have partners in Canada. So we're a national organization, but it would cost tens of thousands of dollars to try to get PR for every cleaning company in our program. We have over 1,200 cleaning companies in the program. So with our limited resources, we get as much PR as we can. And when the press comes to us and they say, oh, we're interested in doing a story on somebody in the Chicago area or in Tampa, Florida, or Ashland, Ohio, then great. as a reaction mode, we're able to reach out to one of our partners and get you some free publicity. But that doesn't happen every day. But you're in your business and in your community every day. And it doesn't benefit you if we just constantly blasted the market with, hey, we're cleaning for a reason. We help women with cancer. Contact us and apply. That doesn't actually help you. I mean, it helps us. It gives us more exposure. It helps us, you know, attract more cleaning companies by the exposure. But that doesn't help you in your local community if we're promoting cleaning for a reason instead of you, ABC Maids or Mary Maids or Two Maids in a Mop or You've Got Maids or Buckets and Bows Maid Service or whoever you are. It doesn't help you for us to do all the promotion. What helps you is when you leverage the power of your give back program that you're doing in your company through Cleaning for Reason, and you gain publicity and exposure for your company, your brand. And I cannot stress this enough. So for us to do all the exposure and all the PR, it gains us a lot of credibility and a lot of great PR, but that doesn't directly help you. So I'm going to teach you some strategies today, some simple strategies today to gain more exposure for your business. Because when you gain more exposure for this great service that you're doing, that you've signed up to do, you get your community talking about your company. You get your community telling their neighbors and their friends and their coworkers, oh my goodness, you know what my cleaning service does? Doesn't your friend have cancer? Tell them about my service. So you want people talking about your brand and your name. Now, once they get to talking about your brand and your name, that's fine. You want to send them to the Cleaning for Reason website to apply. And that's where we do all the hard work for you. We vet the patient. We get the doctor's note. We match them to you. But the exposure, the cause marketing benefits come when you are exposing your brand to the community that you do free cleanings through the Cleaning for Reason organization. So I really wanted to kind of set the stage for that. It's like, if we could afford to do it all for you, that wouldn't benefit you for us to do it for you. If you incorporate Cleaning for Reason, our logo, our messaging, and your give back program in with your brand, and you leverage that through social media, your business will grow, exposure will grow, you'll get more paying clients, and of course, you'll get cancer patients who didn't even know you were offering this service, who will reach out to you and say, yes, I need your help. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how that works. And for the benefit of those who are on this call who are not a part of Cleaning for a Reason or are thinking, I don't know if I want to continue to be in this program, I want to talk just a little bit. I promise you I won't spend too much time on this. A little bit about the benefits of just aligning yourself with Cleaning for a Reason in and of itself. And right now I'm talking to you. Oh, I guess I should have introduced myself. I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason, Debbie Sardone. Forgot to do that on the front end. But I'm a business owner. I own a cleaning company just like you do. So I'm going to take off my founder's hat and I'm going to put on my business owner's hat. And I'm going to tell you why this program is good for your business. And I'm also going to take off my business owner's hat. I'm going to put on my consultant's hat. Many of you know I do business consulting and training every day. I work with cleaning companies all over the world. And I'm putting on my consultant's hat. I'm going to tell you how good this is for your business. So this isn't a self-serving teleseminar. It is an opportunity for you to see how this will improve your business if you just take away some practical, very actionable tips today. It's not a sales pitch. If you don't want to do this, don't do it. But if you've always wanted some kind of a formal program to give back, because most people say, oh, I want to give back, but they never do. We're busy building a business. Who has time to reinvent the wheel? So if you've always wanted an easy way to serve people in your community without being taken advantage of, Cleaning for a Reason is the best way. I mean, the pledges are $20 a month. It doesn't get any cheaper than that. And so the benefits are immense. The PR opportunities, the cause marketing alignment, there's no question about it. Consumers nowadays expect to do business with brands that are giving back, that brands that have social consciousness. Studies have shown that consumers will switch brands for a brand that's giving back. Studies have also shown that people will pay more to do business with a brand that's making a difference. Consumers want to know that when they spend money with a business, that some of that money is going to help others. And it's so important. Studies have shown 89% of consumers say they would switch brands if all things seemed equal to be associated with a cause. 89% of consumers say that. So, I have talked to cleaning companies who have said they have gained their competitors' customers, not because their competitor was necessarily doing a bad job and the customer is dissatisfied, but because the customer said, you know what, I'm going to switch services because I really like what you guys are doing. So if you've got your, you know, what is smart for business cap on, there is nothing better for business than aligning your brand in a genuine way, not a fake way, with caring and giving back in your local community. You know, people can spot a fake a mile long. If you really don't care and you just want to exploit this opportunity, eventually you get found out as a fraud. But I have rarely met anybody, if ever, that didn't say Cleaning for a Reason touched them personally, that helping women with cancer was personally rewarding for them. And so you can enjoy the benefits of feeling like you're making a difference and it's a personal reward of helping, and you can enjoy the benefits of it uplifting your business and your brand and reaping the financial benefits of having a better business. So you can have both. There's nothing wrong with having both. a quote that I like from Winston Churchill is, excuse me, I've been talking all day. We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give. And I really do believe that. And I think the cleaning industry is already a giving industry. It's just something I think that draws us as business owners to this field because we love to serve others. And what a beautiful fit when you're also serving people that you're not getting paid to help women who have cancer and are really struggling and need your help. Another benefit of cause marketing and aligning your brand with giving is it's an opportunity to differentiate yourself as a business. I mean, let's face it. We all know there are cheap competitors on every corner, right? And sometimes customers expect to pay less and they're comparing our services with the last cheap service they called. And it's just hard to stand out when your differentiation is 100% money back guarantee, all supplies furnished, employees that have been trained, and we do background checks. Okay, it's hard to differentiate yourself when that's your list of differentiators. Everybody does that, right? Everybody brings their own supplies. Everybody supposedly checks out their employees. So it's just hard to differentiate yourself. If you are truly a different company, Cleaning for a Reason is really a great way to stand out. It just shows we're a company that cares and we help people in our community. One more reason to be a part of Cleaning for a Reason, to stay a part of Cleaning for a Reason, or join if you've been thinking about it, or return if you dropped out. Another reason is not to have to reinvent the wheel. So a lot of people have thought, well, I'll just do my own thing. Well, there's a lot of work behind vetting patients and finding patients and setting it all up when you have an organization behind you. Cleaning for a Reason is a 501c3. So the media likes to talk to you if you're a part of our program because they feel like they can trust you. It's not a bait and switch. It's not a gimmick. When you try to do giving on your own, since you're not a nonprofit, the public is oftentimes suspicious that maybe you're not for real. You're not the real deal. They don't know. And so a lot of people are afraid to take a chance because they don't know. And they think, well, this could be a bait and switch. I'm not going to sign my mother up who lives in another state. What if they try to take advantage of her or get in there and try to pressure her to pay? I mean, people are just suspicious of other people's generosity, even when you're sincere. When you are aligned with a 501c3, you take away the risk of people signing up their neighbor, referring their friend. because it's less scary and you take away the risk for the media to want to interview you and do a story about you in the newspaper or on the 5 o'clock news, because you are aligned with a 501c3 that they can check out. So it just makes it all easier to give back. And if you're hung up on, yeah, but I have to pay $20 a month to be a part of the program, then you are one of those people that's stepping over dollars to save a penny. It's been a while, but several months ago, maybe a year ago, somebody said, well, I would join. I have no problem giving and donating and helping women in my community, but I'm not joining because of that $20 a month. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You could receive thousands of dollars in PR and cause marketing benefit for 20 bucks a month. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. We provide you with brochures. You have this incredible logo that you can put on your website that really helps you stand out. It is an incredible conversation opener at chambers of commerce or any networking meetings. You will stand out if you just take the time to leverage the power. And I'm going to talk about impact real quick, because when you're a part of Cleaning for Reason, you are aligned with an organization that has huge impact. As a one-on-one, I'm going to do my own thing, you don't have a lot of impact. I mean, if somebody asked you, well, how many people have you served? Could you say 28,000 women? Probably not. So part of the beauty of being a part of Cleaning for Reason is you are able to say as a cleaning company, yes, our organization, because this is your organization, our organization has served over 28,000 women so far since we started. We're cleaning companies all across the country, helping women with cancer. We've served 28,000 women. Now that gets the attention of the media. That's a story that the local newspaper would be happy to interview you about and state those statistics. And another statistic, we've already donated collectively, all of us Cleaning for Reason companies throughout the country, we've donated over $8 million in free house cleaning services. Again, these are statistics that could never be utilized in your own cleaning company. And of course, we track all the cleanings that you report. We track that for you so that over time, many of you like RJ Patel, myself, many of you that are on this call, you've been in this program for several years. And there's something about the leveraging effect of the compound effect. And over time, over years, you begin to look at the data, and we have it because if you've reported your cleanings, we have the data. You can tell your local newspaper or put this in your brochures or talk about it when you do an in-home estimate. When your company has served, you know, 10 women or 20 women or 300 women over the years or provided 300 cleanings, it adds up over time and it's profound. Imagine if you did 20 cleanings over the last few years, 20 cleanings, and your average cleaning is about $150 in value. You're able to tell people in the public that you've donated over $3,000 in services. And that is an impressive number. So we track the data for you and we help you use that data to your advantage. So let's talk about PR. Let's talk about marketing. Because like I said, if we get all the exposure and all the publicity, it doesn't help you on the local level. So how do you help your company on the local level? And I forgot to mention this, but if you're on the computer, you can type questions in the chat. So you can just click on the chat bubble and you can type questions. And at the end, I'll read the questions and answer them because I have everybody muted out just because it gets extremely noisy. So I'll read your questions in the chat, or if you want to make comments that you'd like for me to read, a testimonial of how this has been good for your business, anything that will encourage other people to stay in the program or join the program if they're not. So let's talk about free publicity. Let's talk about incredible cause marketing for your business, because free publicity, cause marketing, it doesn't cost you a dime, right? That's why it's called free publicity. It doesn't cost you any money. A couple of tips. So some of you, if you have not had your first patient yet to serve, again, you have not because you asked not. If you are the best kept secret in your town, if you have thousands of people in your community, but nobody knows that you serve, then your phone will never ring with a prospect. Our website will never light up with, unless by chance somebody hears about it and tells a friend, won't light up with an applicant. So here's some very practical things you can do. And all of these principles can be applied to just marketing for your business. But first of all, get out on social media. Many, many of you are now more comfortable than ever with Facebook. And Facebook has continued to be the number one place where people are finding businesses. And you know, hundreds of thousands of people are on Facebook. Well, millions and millions of people are on Facebook every day. And thousands of people are on Facebook in your community, looking at their grandkids, you know, posting to their friends and even doing their own businesses. And so if you don't have a Facebook page, a business page, you're already behind the times. Don't walk, run, go get a business, you know, business page. It's very easy to do. But most people have a business page. What you can do is begin to post about your association with Cleaning for a Reason. If you just joined, then you should announce that and post a picture, maybe a picture of your staff or you know, a picture of your certificate that you got in the mail, or just post our logo, whatever you want to do. Always add an image if you can. And the more branded your image, the better. So you could post a picture in front of your company sign or in front of your cars, if you have logos on your cars of your brand, but post a picture and tell the public on Facebook that you're a part of Cleaning for a Reason. Now, maybe you only have 500 people who've liked your business page. Well, you're not going to get too many eyeballs out there for that. So you can also create an email campaign to notify your customers. Many of you have hundreds of emails, or thousands, like in my case, of emails of people in your local community. Send out an email to all of your customers, your prospects, your canceled customers, everybody, and announce that you're a part of Cleaning for a Reason and you are now offering free house cleaning services to women with cancer. And don't worry, you're not going to be flooded with 100 requests. That's not going to happen. But what will happen is, number one, you'll create front of mind awareness. So prospects or canceled customers, they open the email, especially if you create a really nice, compelling subject line. They're going to look at that and go, oh, I've been meaning to call them. So oftentimes you'll even get business that you weren't even intending. You're just trying to make an announcement. It's front of mind awareness. And ask people to share the email with their friends, their neighbors, and their colleagues. Because you're not saying, hey, try my service, here's a coupon, share my email. Nobody's going to do that. But you're saying, I have this incredible service. It's completely for free. No strings attached. We're helping women in our community, please share this email. And people are more inclined to share something that's going to help others. Same thing on Facebook. Ask people to share the post. Go in and tag members of your community. Tag the Chamber of Commerce or the meetup group that you frequent or whatever networking group that you're participating in. Tag others and ask them to share the fact that you're a part of Cleaning for a Reason. That's one way to get the word out. Now, you never want to just make an announcement and never do it again. That's a mistake. Because if you joined this program 5 years ago and you told all of your customers 5 years ago and haven't mentioned it since, you're missing out on an opportunity to align your brand that your customers already like and align it with the great cause that you're doing. They need to be reminded that you're an amazing service and that you're giving. So create a letter or a flyer and send them in every home that you already clean with your technicians, your cleaning staff, and have them leave the flyers just reminding your customers, by the way, don't forget, we're a part of Cleaning for a Reason. We do have some openings to serve women with cancer. If you have a business colleague, a coworker, a friend, a neighbor, one of your children's school teachers, please spread the word, share this information on Facebook. In other words, you want to turn your customers into referral partners. They're now indirectly referring your company. People are seeing your company name, but they're also hearing about your cause. So get the word out. There are many, many Facebook groups. This is extremely popular that you can join. They're private groups. You have to read the rules and make sure you don't get kicked out of the group. But there are like you know, local neighborhood groups and buy sell trade groups. There are business groups and they're local that, you know, you type in your zip code or your city and you'll find these groups and you can join them. Read the rules, find out how often you're allowed to promote something or if you're even allowed to promote something. And generally, if they have rules against just overtly promoting your business, but they have rules that allow you to do public service announcements, then generally you could announce cleaning for a reason because you're not really promoting your business for sale. You're not saying I have a computer, I have a coupon, sign up with me. You're saying this is a service we provide. It's completely free, no strings attached. Please tell a friend who has cancer. So generally you would be allowed to make that post and it's indirect branding and marketing for your own business, especially if the picture you post is of you, your company logo, and you're tagging your company. You're saying our company XYZ cleaning service is providing free house cleaning and here are the details. In most cases, you would be allowed to do that in private groups. And many of these local groups on Facebook have tens of thousands of members in them. I know one group in particular, and we have probably a dozen groups that I could join here in my town. I have one group in particular called Flower Mound Cares. That's the name of my city that we service. It's like the biggest service area we target. And the Facebook group, private group, is Flower Mound Cares. There's like 15,000 members in that group. And they're all talking about local stuff that has to do with Flower Mound. What, when the bridge is reopening or when that restaurant will be completed or did anybody try this new taco place? So they're all talking about local things. And it gives you a fabulous platform to go on and post. And don't make the mistake of posting one time and never posting again. So you can post. You never want to be obnoxious. So you kind of create a little bit of a timeline and you can post maybe once a week or every couple of weeks. Or if you join 5 or 6 or 7 groups, then you could just keep yourself a little calendar and you can decide, I'm going to post on this group today. I'm going to post on this group tomorrow. I'm going to post on this group the next day. I'm going to post on this group the next day. So that way it's not overkill. And then maybe every 7 or 8 or 14 days, you go and repost. You don't want to say the same thing over and over again. You want to change it up. But I hope you get my point. This is free organic exposure. It will drive traffic to your Facebook page. It will drive awareness for your cleaning company, which is incredible marketing and free. But better than that, it will create unprecedented brand alignment with giving. And you will have the public admiring, thinking about your business, front of mind awareness, telling their friends, sharing, liking, commenting. You will have that. It's extremely powerful. If you do it regularly, I promise you, you will have patients to serve. And that is so easy. If you don't feel like you have the time, then ask somebody to do it for you. Make them an admin on your account. Ask them to do it. But do it. It's free. It costs you nothing and it's incredibly effective. When I have had interview opportunities with the media and I wanted to serve a new patient in my community and I didn't maybe have a patient at that moment, this was maybe more in the early days of our business, of our associate with joining Cleaning for a Reason or starting Cleaning for a Reason, I would just go out on Facebook and I would post, does anybody know of a cancer patient, a woman with cancer that would love to do some media interviews and get her home cleaned for free? And you'd be amazed at how many women are like, I would love to do a media interview. I have cancer and I'd love to tell my story. Oddly enough, a lot of people really want to share what's going on in their life. Some people don't. Some people are not interested, but you can do that. You can jump out on social media and just say, I have the media interested in doing a story. We'd like to come and clean for you if you have cancer, if you'd also like to be interviewed. And you'd be amazed at how many people will volunteer for that for you. It's just a great way to get cancer patients and get people who are comfortable talking with the media when you're ready. So that's Facebook. That's social media. Obviously, you can take these strategies and apply them to Twitter and Instagram or any other medium that you're comfortable with. If you use LinkedIn more often, you can post on LinkedIn. So you find what you're comfortable doing, but do it regularly. Don't do it one time and then wait 4 months and wonder how come nobody ever calls you. Do it on a regular basis. Get consistent and you will create buzz and exposure and there will be patients for you to serve. A couple of simple things to keep in mind if you have been serving some patients, but you haven't had any media opportunities. I am telling you, you have not because you asked not. It is so easy, it isn't even funny. If you've been serving women with cancer, just working hard, giving, and you're like, man, how come the newspaper's never done a story on me? And especially in time for October, but you could do this any time of the year and it works beautifully. You need to be proactive about getting media attention. This is a story the media loves to tell. It's very visual, especially if it's a TV interview, if it's for like the 5 o'clock news or 10 o'clock news. It's very visual because they love to send the camera crew out if you have a cancer patient that will agree to be interviewed at her home. And they love to interview her. And they like to show the vacuuming in the background or the cleaning of the mirrors or whatever, because it's all visual, which is what TV really craves. And all you have to do is reach out to your local media. Now, you can start with a newspaper. You don't have to start with TV. That can be scary if you haven't been interviewed before, but just reach out. Contact your local newspaper. Find out who the editor is. If it's a big paper and they have several staff writers, find out who does the feel-good stories and ask for that person. And just tell them, don't be sales pitchy, don't sound like an infomercial, but just tell them, say, hey, I serve in our local community, I love your newspaper, especially if you advertise in it. You can say, you know, I advertise in your paper, and we joined this program, we haven't had very many women to serve, and it's because the women in our community don't know that this service is available. I'd love for you to do a story, which I think would be an incredible service to your readers. I promise you, they'll be happy to do the story. They'll come out to your office. They'll do an interview. They'll take notes. They'll take pictures. So just do it. Just pick up the phone. Make the effort. Send follow-up emails. Don't give up if they ignore you. They do get a lot of phone calls. Keep trying. If that doesn't work, after two or three or four tries, then pick up the phone and call a different newspaper. Sometimes you can get into the bigger metropolitan newspapers like the Dallas Morning News. I have been featured there, but I'm 10 times more likely to have my story told right here in my local community, which is the area I serve. You have not because you asked not. Pick up the phone, use your email, contact the writers at your newspaper, and ask for the interview. And I'm not saying ask for it. Hey, will you do a story on me? You simply share with them this information that their readers would really like to hear about. And I trust me, they will be thrilled to do your story. And especially during the month of October, when everything is pink, there's pink ribbons in all the stores, and there are more stories on the news about the race for the cure and the different things about cancer. That's all throughout the month of October. That is the easiest time because number one, newspapers and producers for the news are looking for pink cancer-themed stories, and they prefer not to do the same stories over and over again. Another race for a cure, another, you know, run, another story about cancer prevention. They prefer not to just do the same stories over and over. If they haven't done your story in your community, they consider this a very unique and incredibly newsworthy. So trust me, pick up the phone, contact the media, find out who the producer is, and just let them know you think you have a really great story that they might want to share with their viewers, with their readers, with their listeners if it's radio. You can pick up the phone and contact some of your local radio stations. And especially if you hear radio stations that do interviews with different experts, that's a great place to start. You can call the radio. Look for opportunities in the media, especially local, because you're local companies. You're looking for local exposure. A lot of the newspapers, the radio stations, and the TV stations have something called Hometown Heroes. And if you just Google it, you'll find out who has Hometown Heroes. And that's where they do a little story about a hometown hero. And that's what you are. If you're using your business and helping women with cancer and not charging them a dime, you're a hometown hero. And they're looking for you, and you're not being found. So you find those and apply. And yes, apply for yourself. I've nominated myself numerous times for Hometown Heroes, and I've gotten it on radio, on TV, and different other publications, local and national. So you have to learn to toot your own horn sometimes, because if you don't, nobody else will. So nominate yourself for these designations. The really cool thing about all of this is, number one, it gets the word out. Number two, it creates unprecedented exposure for your business. Number three, the credibility factor when you're interviewed on TV is a mile high. And it doesn't matter if you're a really tiny company and the owner still does the cleaning, or you're a big company and the owner hasn't cleaned for years and you have 25, 30, 40, 50 staff. It doesn't matter. Everybody can compete on the same level. The media wants to interview you, whether you have one employee, two employees, or 50 employees. They don't care. So it levels the playing field as a business owner. You are looked at as an expert when you're on TV or you're interviewed on radio. And you can leverage this media by posting it on your Facebook. And if you were interviewed a year ago, go and repost it a couple times a year. You don't need to just be freshly interviewed to use it. You can take old interview pieces, you can post it on your Facebook or include it in your email, especially during the month of October, and remind people that we're still here, we're still helping, we're still available. Again, it's front of mind awareness. It is positive brand awareness, and it gives people a reason to talk about you and spread the word and share what you do and how you do it. I mentioned LinkedIn, Facebook. Use more than one medium too. Don't just stick with one. Use several social media platforms if you're comfortable with it. But what you don't want to do is do all of them poorly. Pick one or two that you know you will do consistently. You'll post consistently and you'll jump on there and remind people, we're here to help. We have several openings this week. We would love to help a woman with cancer. Please refer us. Here's a link to our website, or here's a link to Cleaning for a Reason. But tag your business and do it often, do it regularly, and pick one or two social platforms that you're very comfortable utilizing. Repeat. Do this over and over again. Don't just get all fired up as a result of today's call. Do it a whole bunch the rest of this week, and then 4 months go by and you do nothing. So put it on your calendar to remind you to create this exposure for your brand. It is the incremental progress that adds up to massive results versus this reaction to a crisis and you go and go all out all in one day or 1 week. That doesn't reap the same results as just incremental progress. A little posting here, a little posting there, reminders here, reminders there, doing it consistently over time will create so much awareness for your business. You probably won't be able to keep up with the amount of business that can come your way as a result. Now I'm going to, before we open it up for questions, and also I've got to thank our sponsors, Lucy, I just remembered that. I want to show you something that I've done in my business that I'm telling you, you can do. We have not because we ask not. Because I do a lot of advertising, and not everybody does a lot of advertising, so you have to decide what works and what doesn't work for you. But for those of you that do advertising, especially all year long, and you're a good customer, I'll give you an example. There's a local newspaper that I advertise in all year, all the time. You know, here's an example of this local newspaper. We always have an ad in there. Sometimes it's a quarter page, sometimes it's a half page, depending on the time of the year. We're always advertising. We're good customers. We pay our bill on time. So this past year, I went to that newspaper, and the name, the owner of the newspaper is Max, and I have a good relationship with him. And I said, Max, we've been advertising with you for years. You know, I don't ask you for free stuff, but I'd like to know if you'd be willing to do a full page ad featuring our nonprofit and the help that we do for women with cancer during the month of October, a full page ad. I'm asking you to donate that to my company. And I'm speaking as a cleaning business owner right now. I'm not talking about as a founder. And I said, I have an idea for a beautifully designed, graphically designed full-page ad to feature the women that we've served over the last 10 years. And I said, I want to feature 10 different women and have quotes from them about how cleaning their home impacted their life during that very dark time of battling cancer. And I'd like to, you know, promote the fact that our cleaning service serves women with cancer and we're here to help. He jumped on that so quick. He loved the idea. He instantly, without hesitation, said, I would love to do that for you. Here's why this worked. I didn't go to an advertiser where I'm a paying customer and say to him, hey, I've been a good paying customer. I'd like a free ad. That's not what I did. I said, would you be willing to feature our company's work through Cleaning for a Reason so we can get the word out to more women in our community? Instantly, he wanted to be a part of that because it isn't self-serving. It is, it really serves his readers, for his readers to see it. I will show you this incredibly beautiful ad we got, full page ad in the month of October, which is the best season of the year for maid service, right? The fourth quarter of the year, all of us grow more than any other time of the year if you're leveraging your marketing. And this is the ad he put in the newspaper, full page ad. And we had it designed by a graphics designer that we trust. Let me flip over here and make sure I can see. And we, of course, got permission from each of these cancer patients. Actually, two of them have passed away. So we quoted them from some materials we had, some emails and so forth. But it's a beautiful ad. The whole thing is pink. We have a sweet picture that we purchased from iStock, just a stock photo that clearly identifies during the month of October, this is something about cancer. So it's going to be an eye catcher. And then we put in there the phrase, we are cleaning for a reason. And we have our company logo and then the story. And then just a short paragraph about how it all started with a phone call and a promise never to turn away a woman battling cancer. To date, 300 women in our community have been served. So that's our story. Your story might be obviously slightly different, but it was a beautiful full page ad. This thing probably would have cost $2,500 if he hadn't donated it. We have not because we asked not. Now, if I just said, hey, I'd like a free ad to promote my business, I would have been told no. What advertiser is going to do that? But I was asking him to help promote the service that we provide to our community, and he never hesitated. I've had so many people bring this newspaper to my networking meetings that I still attend, Chamber of Commerce, and show this to me and say, this was beautiful. This really touched my heart because each one of these patients gave us a sweet quote. One of them's Chrissy says, Buckets and Bows Maid Service and Cleaning for a Reason were a huge blessing to my family and me during my radiation treatments. So each one of them have sweet quotes. Another one, when I just didn't have the energy or the strength to clean my house while going through breast cancer treatment and surgery, it was so good to have the amazing people at Buckets and Bows Maid Service come in and help clean my house and love it like their own. What a blessing. Thank you. Nothing can be better than that for my business. And what a great way to reach out to more patients in my community who aren't even aware. Maybe they just moved to the area and don't know this help is available completely for free. We have not because we ask not. Now, maybe your local newspaper would give you a half a page or a quarter of a page, but ask. Of course, I asked for a whole page because I figured, well, if he says no, then we can negotiate. I can say, well, how about a half a page? But he said, yes. It gets even better. So I have another advertiser I spend money with all year long. It's this postcard kind of thing that comes in the mail in a folded piece that gets mailed. And I advertise in there all year long. They get a lot of money out of me. And sometimes I do this jumbo postcard that they insert. And this time I asked during the month of October, would you donate that jumbo insert that we normally buy? And we bought during the Christmas season because it's worth the extra money for a really big postcard. This is what we gave him for artwork. He said, yes. Look how big this postcard is. I mean, it's huge. Look at the size. If you compare it to my cell phone, it's huge. This dropped out of probably 7,500 households when the homeowner opened up this mailer that comes in the mail. This is loose and fell out. Again, branded for my company, pink. And we are cleaning for a reason for the month of October to really catch attention. And then our little story and how they can get help for themselves or a friend. They donated this piece. This would have cost me $3,000 if I paid for it. This is $3,000 worth of marketing. I asked, they said yes. Now, obviously, as a practical matter, you can't go to people that you've been turning away and they've been trying to sell you ads and you've been telling them no for years and then ask them to give you something for free. It's not going to happen. That's just not the way it works. But if you have good relationships with people in your community, and especially relationships with people you do business with, then ask. You're not going to get it more than once a year, but the month of October is a great time because, number one, it's the best time of the year for us as a cleaning service to create awareness. And October is the month that people are much more willing to share information about the pink cancer causes. And then here's one more example. This was a money mailer ad. And I can't remember if we paid for this one or asked him to donate it, but I think we asked him to donate it because he's had our business for probably 20 years faithfully. So I'm pretty sure I asked him if he would insert this completely for free. So here's my point. Cleaning for a reason can be as big and beneficial to you and your business in your local community as you leverage it, or as weak and non-existent as you ignore it. It's on us as business owners to grow our business, to create front of mind awareness, to create marketing, cause marketing and PR. That's on us. And as a nonprofit, there's only so much the nonprofit can do for you. They write your press release when you join. They post on their Facebook page, which has over 200,000 fans. They ask people to share. They tag you so that people on your Facebook page will see it. We will call you if the media calls us. But you've got to do your part to promote your affiliation, or you miss out on all the benefits of the affiliation. You miss out on the benefits. This is just marketing 101. That is what this is, marketing 101. But leveraging the power of aligning your brand with giving, and giving in a way that the public truly cares about. Every one of your customers has a friend, a neighbor, a mother, a sister, an aunt that's passed away of cancer or is battling cancer. Every one of your customers and prospects deal with this in one way or another. It resonates very emotionally with them. And when you don't let them know that you're doing this, you're missing out on an opportunity to touch their heart with how your company is really very, very special. So don't withhold the information. Get it out there. It makes you look good. It builds your brand. It creates public awareness. It is the best thing you can do in the world for your business. So I'm going to open it up for Q&A. I'm also going to say some thank yous. And I'm going to say one word about our ambassador program. If you're already a part of Cleaning for a Reason, and you want to be the first point of contact when the media contacts us, you need to join the ambassador program. All you have to do is send a note to either Debbie M at cleaningforreason.org or type a note to info@cleaningforreason.org and let them know you want to be a media ambassador. Basically, media ambassadors are people who have said, I'm comfortable talking to the media. And when the media approaches us and says, hey, do you have a partner in Tulsa, Oklahoma? We'd like to do an interview. Then we can look at our media ambassador list and go, oh, so-and-so's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's very comfortable talking to the media, or him, and we'll send them your way. So sign up to be a media ambassador. It costs you nothing. This program should be worth a lot more than $20 a month. It will cost you nothing, but we just need to know who's comfortable talking to the media, talking to TV or radio, doing interviews. So anyway, media ambassador program, make sure you sign up. Now, I am going to open it up for Q&A, and I'm also going to tell you what ARCSI and ISSA is offering Cleaning for Reason partners who have never been a part of ARCSI. If you've always wanted to join this trade association, it's basically a trade association to help support cleaning companies, people who clean houses, residential cleaning businesses. And they've created a really generous offer. As long as you have not been an ARCSI member within the last 2 years. So if maybe you allowed your membership to lapse, which is a mistake, and you want to renew it, as long as it's been 2 years or more, or you've never joined, Here's what ARCSI is offering, Cleaning for Reason Partners, just to help you elevate your business. So the regular annual, let's see here, it says it's available Cleaning for Reason who are not currently a part of ARCSI. Any Cleaning for Reason partner who joins between April 15th, between now and April 15th, so you only have a couple of weeks, 3 weeks or so, you will receive 50% off the annual membership for ARCSI. And I'm going to tell you, it's an incredible value at full price, an incredible value at full price. Again, it is what you make it, but ARCSI was tremendous for my own business. 50% off if you join before April 15th. The regular annual membership is $420 because you're a part of Cleaning for a Reason. You get it for half price. So you can talk about them and all of that. I'll have Jeff tell you how you can reach out to their membership department. But half price, that's crazy. And it will go away. It is just for Cleaning for Reason partners. And you'll get it for half price. So it's kind of like a gift. You're giving, you're helping, you're serving people throughout the country by being a part of Cleaning for Reason. ARCSI wants to help you grow your business and be a better business owner, which is what that trade association does. Half price between now and April 15th. So don't let that lapse. Audrey, if you can unmute Jeff, if he's still on, or if you're still on.
Can you hear me, Debbie?
Hey, Jeff. Hey. What's the best way for them to contact you?
They can either call me, which is my number's 224-534-5060, or they can go to arcsi.org/cleaningforareason, and there you can join right through the website.
That's even easier. arcsi.org /cleaningforareason.
Yep, and I put it in the chat box too.
Oh, fantastic. It's in the chat box. I'll ask Lucy to include that when we send out the recording of today's broadcast, so she can include that in the email. And can somebody, Jeff, can you go ahead and type in your phone number in the chat so anybody that's online can write that down? I don't want us to have to repeat phone numbers and website addresses. If anybody's like, oh, I didn't get it, I'm driving, we'll send that in an email. Please thank Ernie for creating that incredibly generous offer. I don't think ARCSI has ever done anything like this. It's extremely generous and half price. Anybody that doesn't join is just crazy.
Yeah, you won't see this deal very often.
No, it's really very special. So I'm going to open it up for Q&A. And anybody that has any questions about the program, and be completely honest, if you're not happy about something, if you're mad about something, if you don't like something in our program, or you just have a question, you know, some people at a franchise convention came up to me and said, well, how much money are you paid? And I said, zero, because I'm a volunteer just like everybody else. And I have to pay that monthly pledge as a company just like everybody else. So anyway, I'm going to unmute. Well, actually, I'm not going to unmute all because there's a lot of people on here. It's going to be very noisy. If you would like to ask a question and you're in front of a computer, just unmute your microphone and you can jump right in and ask a question. I'm going to scroll through and see if I have any questions to read. But okay, here's somebody that posted a question, but feel free to unmute. You can interrupt me and then I'll acknowledge you and we'll answer your question. But the first person said, I don't have a microphone. I am happy home cleaners. Oh, hi, everyone. This is not a question. All right, let's see. Anybody have a question? You can unmute yourself. Let's see here. Oh, somebody said, I'm new to this. What is ARCSI? Well, ARCSI is the trade association for the residential cleaning industry. And it is a program of ISSA, which is the worldwide cleaning association. Anything that has to do with cleaning is under ISSA. So janitorial cleaning, cleaning products, cleaning equipment. They have an incredible convention every year. It moves around Chicago, Las Vegas, This year it's in Dallas in 2018. They have an incredible convention, really good speakers and keynote speakers and breakout workshop sessions at ARCSI to provide you with marketing and just great training for your cleaning business. And then they have year-round resources like weekly teleseminars to help you build your business, an online resource library. I mean, the benefits are ridiculous. They're so good. And you could make back that initial annual investment in a year just by applying some of the things you learned. So that's ARCSI, which is a program of ISSA, the bigger organization, and Cleaning for a Reason merged with ISSA this past year. So we are now a program of the Worldwide Cleaning Association, which we're thrilled about because we know we're going to be able to reach more companies and more women. Anybody have a question?
Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Andrea in Seattle.
Andrea.
Hi. So for my yearly mammogram that's coming up, I was going to bring some brochures. And I was wondering, should I staple a business card so that they know to ask for my company if someone contacts Cleaning for a Reason?
Absolutely. So the smartest thing you can do as a business owner is to make sure your brand, your logo, your website, your phone number is very visible on the brochures, because that's the smartest thing. I mean, yeah, you can send them to Cleaning for a Reason directly, but then you don't get any leverage or mileage. That's one reason why the Cleaning for a Reason brochures we provide you has a blank area on the back. So you can create some stickers. You could have some professional stickers printed and just slap it on the back, or you could staple a business card. Might not look as nice. But you want your brand in your community. So the people look at that and go, oh, well, isn't that nice? And then they go to Cleaning for a Reason.
Okay. I like the sticker idea. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. And you can even say, request our company when you visit Cleaning for a Reason. You can even say that, or make it easy on them. You can say, to learn more, call us directly, because now you're talking with the public. So however you want to do it, put a sticker on that so that your brand is visible when you hand out those brochures. Great question.
Great. Thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome. Anybody else have a question? I'm looking at some of the questions. Anybody, go ahead.
Hi, Debbie. It's Lisa. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Great. I was just wondering, for the ambassador program, where do we send that information? I didn't get that.
You can send it to info@cleaningforareason.org. And I would recommend that you put in the subject line, ambassador program, so that they'll forward it to whoever will contact you. It'll probably be Cheryl.
I've spoken to Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Or you can send it directly to Cheryl, but not everybody knows how to spell Cheryl's name.
Yeah.
And this way,
I'll send it directly to her. I just signed up because, as you know, I didn't have employees for a while. And now I just want to tell everybody that they absolutely should sign up. $20 is nothing. And the reward that you get for servicing these women who become friends and lifelong people for you.
Relationships.
It's just an incredible feeling. And I have personally retained them after two cleanings, or when I was in, it was four cleanings. I personally retained them as a client anyway. So that's not why you do it, but the reward is an amazing thing.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Lisa, because people don't join this so that they can get customers. But the reality is, most of our Cleaning for a Reason partners that are active promoting this, one of the biggest benefits is some of those women actually go on to be customers. And that's a huge benefit because, you know, it pays for itself. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you. And personally rewarding.
Thank you.
Here's a post somebody put on here, and it is from Shannon Miller. She's a part of Cleaning for a Reason, and she is having her first proclamation in Prescott, Arizona. This is very powerful, and I'm telling you, this is a great way to stand out in your community, get covered in the newspaper, be recognized as a leader. And she went to her local government. It could be city council. It could, it can be, you know, the mayor's office, even the governor of your state. But she asked for a proclamation, and they've done a proclamation. And so they will be probably reading her proclamation at a meeting. And oftentimes they'll give you beautiful framed proclamation. It's just a recognition from the town or the city. And you can frame it, and it's something to be proud of. You can take a picture with your iPhone and post it on Facebook. It's just, it's great. So congratulations, Shannon.
Debbie, this is Lucy. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Cleaning for a Reason Week is coming up April 18th through 24th, and we have been sending out a three-part email with tips each week about how to get ready for Cleaning for a Reason Week. And that first email included completing a proclamation form and sending it off to your local mayor or governor. And so Maid Services can find that right on the partner resource page, and or email us at info@cleaningforareason.org, and we can get you set up.
Fantastic. Thank you. I forgot about National Cleaning for a Reason Week. We do this every year. If you plan ahead, you can leverage it. But with social media, you don't even have to plan ahead. Just read those emails that
That's right.
and your staff send out, and we give you great suggestions. This is how you create awareness for your business and your brand. Thank you, Lucy.
And Debbie, we also want to invite the Maid Services to all join our Cleaning for a Reason Partners Only page.
Yes, thank you. So if you are not a part of the Cleaning for a Reason page, even though you might not be a partner, you can join it. It's a private Facebook group where you can interact, but we only allow cleaning services in there. So we're not interacting with the public, cancer patients, or just customers in general. So join our private Facebook group. Somebody asked, would this cause be outside the U.S.? Right now it's only in Canada and the U.S., but with the help of ISSA, the Worldwide Cleaning Association, I believe we will be more international in the future, but no telling when that will be. Heather says, with MiniMaid of Albuquerque, how do we look up that information on how many cleanings we've done? Heather, Lucy can answer this. I don't think there's a way for you to look it up. I think you have to request that information. Can you speak to that, Lucy?
Yes. Any partner can email us at info@cleaningforareason.org and just let us know that you'd like to know how many cleanings you've performed, how many patients you've helped, and we can get a dollar figure as well as the number of patients.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So that's very powerful if you're having an interview. Now, if you haven't cleaned for very many patients and it's really not a number you're proud of, then you can simply say, well, we haven't helped very many women yet. And it's because so many people in our community don't know about this service. So that's why we need your help. So you don't have to feel embarrassed. You know, some people have been in the program for 2 years and they haven't done much. But if you're not getting the word out, nobody's going to know to ask for your help. So don't feel like, oh, I can't do an interview. You can get ahead of that question by saying, now we haven't served our first patient yet. We need your help getting the word out. Or we haven't served very many women yet. We need your help getting the word out. And they'll be happy to help you. Right, Lucy?
That's right. And it's a good time to remind everyone to get in your reportings, because at times like this, it's really critical to have that information. It's harder to retract 6 months later and dial it in. So get it in as you can. And if you can't log in, you can always email us that information as well. info@cleaningforareason.org, the date you cleaned for a patient, and we'll get it logged for you.
Obviously, it's the honor system, and that's why we want people to report each cleaning as it occurs, because it keeps up,
yes.
Make sure it's accurate, and it's really powerful information for your company. Now, Janine Henderson asked a question. She's about to write an article for a local magazine, which is fabulous. And she's planning on doing an interview with a couple of her patients. She said, is there a template for that? So I'm going to answer this. I'm going to say, Janine, you don't need a template. You need to speak organically from your heart. You don't want a template. You just want to ask the cancer patients a few questions. How did you hear about us? How did it feel to have your home cleaned by our company? What did it mean to you? And, you know, just ask a few details if she's okay with you sharing what type of cancer or how old she is or, you know, whatever. But those are the kinds of things that people are interested in. And so just ask those questions organically from your heart. And generally, the patient will give you all the information that you need for a really sweet, compelling article. And do share that with us. When it publishes, take a picture with your iPhone, send it to Cleaning for a Reason. We'll post it out on our Facebook page, which has 200,000 plus followers.
Hi, Debbie. Can you hear me? This is Jeannie.
Yes.
Hi. Thanks so much. Yeah, I will definitely do that.
You are welcome. I'm sure you'll do great. I'm sure you'll do great. Anybody else have a question or a comment? I'm looking through the posted questions to make sure I didn't miss anything. And Lucy, would you mind thanking our sponsors before I forget again?
Absolutely. We want to give a shout out to these wonderful sponsors that really support the cause and really believe in the difference that this industry can make in their communities. And the shout out goes to Microfiber Wholesale, SpongeOutlet.com, Direct Mop Sales, and Speed Cleaning. And they are wonderful sponsors. They offer promotional discounts to our partners as well. And feel free to look on our website under donations and you can see who the sponsors are. If you have any questions about their products or services, feel free to reach out to them and do identify yourself as a Cleaning for a Reason partner.
Thanks, Lucy. And do reach out to our sponsors because they're very generously helping Cleaning for a Reason exist. So Lucy, maybe you can answer this one. There's a question that says, are the brochures free? Can I request more?
Each partner does receive 200 brochures per year for free. And after that, there's a nominal fee to just help us cover the shipping. So just go ahead and email info@cleaningforareason.org and we can talk more about the different brochures that are available and get you what you need.
Fantastic. If you are not receiving emails, somebody posted she's not getting the emails about National Cleaning for a Reason Week and the tips for leveraging that exposure. It's possible that the email you signed up with originally, maybe it was your office manager, maybe it was an email you're not using anymore. Make sure you send your current email where you want to receive email to info@cleaningforareason and just say, please make sure my email is in the email program. Because you never know. You know, sometimes the owner never hears from us because they gave us their office manager who quit. So make sure we have your email and that you're receiving them. And then check your spam folder and make sure you whitelist us if it's in the spam. Rebecca Rodriguez said, Maids and More Cleaning Services are tickled pink. We have been presented with our proclamation from all three mayors in all three counties that we service, one of which we will receive at the city council meeting to be hand-delivered by the mayor herself where the media will be attending. Now, that is powerful, and I'm telling you, you have not because you asked not. This is easy. This is easy to get. All you have to do is ask. And you can do this in the month of October. If you feel like, oh, I can't do it now, it's too late. You know, National Cleaning for a Reason Week, it isn't too late. It's April 18th through the 27th. But if it were too late, if your city council won't be meeting again till the fall, then ask for the proclamation for the month of October. It's so easy. Look how much incredible exposure and brand credibility she will gain from those proclamations of Cleaning for a Reason, of being a part of Cleaning for a Reason. Anything else we need to add, Lucy?
Debbie, did you see?
I think you covered it.
Okay. Audrey, what did I miss?
Did you see the questions of, from Claire that how does it work for outside the U.S.?
I did mention that right now it's only in Canada and the U.S. and that hopefully someday because of ISSA we'll expand to other countries, but we're not ready. Too small. All right. Any last questions before we sign off? We're about 15 minutes over. I apologize. I hope this was helpful. I think what I really wanted to stress today was it's better for your business for you to promote Cleaning for a Reason indirectly through your business. That's the best thing you can do for your business. And that's what I encourage each one of you to do. And do it on a regular basis, not just once in a great while. Do it on a regular basis, and it will elevate your brand in your community so much better than just about any other thing you can possibly do. So God bless you. Thank you so much if you're a part of the program already. We truly, truly are grateful that you're a part of this program and serving so many women and making all this possible. If you're not a part of Cleaning for Reason, you have got to reach out to info@cleaningforreason, or you can go to our website, cleaningforreason.org. There is a tab called Maid Services and a drop-down menu that says Inquire. That's what you need to fill out, and they will follow up with you directly and give you all the details and the qualifications. We do qualify companies, and if you're a good fit for the program, we'd love for you to be a part. Thanks, everybody. Hope you have a great night. Thanks for being on the call. We'll be here again next month, so mark your calendar. Put it on your calendar the third Wednesday?
It's the third Wednesday of each month.
Thank you, Lucy. All right, guys. Have a great night. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.